Welcome, commissioners, staff, and members of the public to this 7 February 2023 web-based and teleconference virtual plenary session of the Florida Building Commission. The primary focus of the February meeting, in addition to considering regular procedural issues, updates, briefings, and reports, is to discuss the commission's next steps regarding approving proposed changes for incorporating requirements for swim-up bars consistent with Department of Health Rules 64E-9.004 into the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code. As always, we will provide an opportunity for public comment on each of the Commission's substantive discussion topics. If you want to comment on a specific substantive Commission agenda item, please wait until the facilitator invites members of the public to speak at the appropriate times throughout the meeting. Public comment will be limited to 3 minutes per person. Public input is welcome, but should be offered before the commission begins discussion or there is a formal motion on the floor. And with that, Jeff, if you would conduct roll call.
Yes, sir. Chairman Schock.
Here.
Jim Batts.
Here.
Sorry, Commissioner Boyer.
Present.
Checking, I've got to check something here, sorry. Seems like there's some feedback. Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Commissioner Compton.
Here.
Commissioner Gross.
I'm here, Jeff.
Right. Commissioner Hershberger.
Here.
Commissioner John.
Here.
Commissioner Lanchiel.
I'm here.
Very good. And then, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Marker.
He's excused.
Okay. Commissioner Schiffer.
I'm on.
Commissioner Sloat. But we know Brian's on because he identified himself. You're probably muted, Brian, but
I'm here.
A little more. Very good, thanks. Commissioner Tolbert.
Here.
Very good. Mr. Chairman, we have 12 of our 13 commissioners, and we have quorum.
Thank you, Jeff. Next, we'll review the agenda. Jeff Blair will review the agenda proposed for the February commission meeting. Jeff, again.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman, the agenda for today is to approve today's agenda and minutes, to consider and decide on chairs, discussion issues, executive director issues, announcements, just to receive an update and approve the updated work plan, to approve the revised process for TAC and commission consideration of comments regarding the draft Florida Building Code 8th edition. And then, Mr. Chairman, this is a change to what was posted on agenda, but to discuss next steps regarding approving proposed changes to incorporate requirements for swim-up bars consistent with Department of Health Rule 64E 9.004, instead of actually approving the changes today, to consider this item product approvals, advanced course applications, accessibility waiver applications, receive a legal report, and a briefing on binding interpretation 243, to hear from our various committees and take public comment, and then to talk about sort of an overview of our next meeting, which would be March 14th, Weston Lake, Mary, Orlando North. That's the agenda as amended, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as it was amended?
Move to approve the agenda.
Second. Brown.
Correct.
Yeah, Beret Brown. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next, we'll move on to approval of the December 13th, 2022 meeting minutes and facilitator summary report. Are there any corrections or additions to the posted December 13th, 2022 meeting minutes and our facilitator summary report that were posted electronically in advance of the meeting? If not, is there a motion to approve the December 13th, 2022 meeting minutes and facilitators report as presented.
Brown moves.
Got Brown, and who made the second?
Correct.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Next, we move on to the chair discussion issues and recommendations. Under appointments, the existing building inspection work group started phase two of the commission's legislative assignments on February 1st of 2023, which is to consult with the state fire marshal to provide recommendations to the legislature for the adoption of a comprehensive structural and life safety standard for maintaining and inspecting all types of buildings and structures in the state that are three stories or more in height. To this end, I've appointed three additional members with the fire service experience. Appoint Tony Alphabet, who is the director of building and fire safety department at the city of Overmont Springs. Thank you, Tony, for agreeing to serve. I appoint one of our former Florida Building Commissioners, Amit Dori, from Hughes and Associates in Lake Mary. Thank you, Steve, for agreeing to serve. I'm also appointing Stephen Cocobaney, who is a PE and principal fire protection engineer for Vertex Companies in Jacksonville. Thank you, Steve, for agreeing to serve. With that as an update, as a reminder, the update commission milestone document is linked to this month's Florida Building Commission agenda on the BCIS. Next, we'll move on to executive director announcements and discussions. Tom Campbell will provide the commission with relevant updates. Tom?
Good morning. Good morning. The first thing I have is the first of the legislative matrices for this legislative session. There aren't any bills right now that impact the commission directly. HB 89 is a pretty broad-reaching construction bill that touches on multiple topics. So keep your eyes on that one, because as it makes its way through the process, it could definitely be changed to impact the commission or construction more broadly. And then down at the bottom there is HB 327 and Senate Bill 408. They make some changes to fire sprinkler permitting processes for certain types of projects. And this is in addition to a bill that passed last year, and it just adds some more streamlining of that process and some additional requirements. So just another one to keep an eye on, or to keep an eye on those two. But again, there's nothing that directly impacts the commission right now. Does anybody have any questions about those bills on the matrix? Okay, what my plan will be is that I will send another matrix towards the start of session at the end of February or beginning of March, and I'll also attach any bills that do directly impact the commission, and then I'll update you again at our meeting in March, and then I'll send one more toward the end of session so you can get an idea of where everything is at that point in the process, and then once session is done, I will send another one that has all of the bills that passed in it. So there'll be three or four more of these that are those. And if there's any other bills that you hear about or are interested in, feel free to send me an email, and I'll be happy to add them to the name and to the matrix so that you can track them through the process. Only other thing I have is the future commission meetings. Only thing to watch there is the June 20th meetings currently set to be on site. It's looking like that might be able to just be a telecom and a conference call. We'll talk about that some more here, and then we'll let you know at the March meeting what the final plan for that meeting is going to be. Does anybody have any questions about the upcoming meeting date? All right, that's all I have. We can move to the next thing on the agenda.
Thank you, Tom. Next, Mo Madani will now provide a review and update of the work plan and schedule for development of the 2023. Mo Madani will now provide a review and an update of the work plan and schedule for the development of the 2023 code update process, 8th edition, 2023. Mo?
Yeah, good morning. This is Mo Madani. Jim, can you share screen, possible? All right. Thank you, Jim. And we're going to go into the work plan. Well, as you see, this work plan started in 2019, and we have done a lot of work, and we almost to the end. So I'm going to skip a lot of the work that we have done so far and go into this year. Just a refresher, we started phase two, which is mainly, requesting proposed code changes to the update 8th edition 2023. We have received about 623 code changes, and those code changes went through the technical advisory committee, and then last December, the commission took actions on the technical advisory committee recommendation. And mainly after the commission meeting, we posted the supplement, which include all those code changes as approved by the commission, including those were approved under step one, which is mainly those code changes that were reviewed from the latest edition of the International Building Code, which is the 2021. The supplement mainly went to the International Code Council, ICC, the application office, to start the integration process so that we have an integrated code to publish and use as the update by December 31st, 2023. So January, in order to adopt the code by rule as required by statute, we have started the rulemaking. So we mainly ask that any individual who has want to comment on the supplement or on the foundation code, that they provide us their comment by January 31st. So far we have, based on the request, we have received a total of 28 code changes or comments, or call them comments. And we have made it clear that when we, ask for those comments, we ask for comments that really fixes and glitches. We are not looking for new subjects to address. That really is too late for those. The Technical Advisory Committee will be meeting the week of the 21st. Actually, there will be a meeting the 21st and 22nd and 23rd, 24th to review the comments received as appropriate and provide the commission with recommendation on those comments. Those meetings are to be held via conference call webinar, and the agenda for these meetings are already posted on our website. So we will be sending a mass email shortly about the availability of the materials and the agendas. So please watch for that. That's for the reviewing the comment by the TAC. After the TAC review the comment, then the commission will hold the workshop. The workshop will be held March 14 in Lake Mary, and mainly they will take up the TAC actions on these comments. And ultimately, we hope that we'll have an integrated draft by May 22nd, 2023, and hoping all goes all right as planned, then we'll have a code that's available for enforcement by December 31st, 2023. Just for, a background information, throughout this process, we have mainly reviewed, or the commission has reviewed, about 2,000 code changes, actually 1,938. That includes the changes from the 2021 I code and the changes that were submitted under step two. We have, through this process, we have reviewed 1,300 I code changes, and we have reviewed also 623 for the specific changes. The total code mods approved out of the almost 2,000 is 1,092. So our approval rate is about 50%. Just for a thought. Any question about the work plan, statistic, etc., welcome to ask. Otherwise, Jeff, take it from here. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mo. Next, we'll discuss.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, we want to go ahead and take a vote to approve the updated work plan.
Oh, I missed that. I'm sorry. Commissioners, if there's no further discussion, is there a motion to approve the updated work plan and schedule for development of the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code?
So moved, Bray.
Hershberger, second. Bray Hershberger, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Next, we'll move on to the proposed revisions to the TAC review and recommendation process for comments received on the draft 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code. Jeff will now review proposed revisions to the TAC review and recommendation process for comments received on the draft 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code and facilitate Commissioner questions, public comments, and commission discussions and actions. Jeff?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. These revisions are simply to clarify and correct some issues that were in the original draft. One is just correcting the dates. Originally, the TACs were meant to meet. We're going to meet over a two-week period. I need to ask for the date to be amended, because the dates the TACs are meeting now is February 22nd to 24th. So this document should reflect that. And the other is to add that comments should be restricted to editorial and correlation fixes to the draft, which of course was always the intent and how it was explained to stakeholders. So I wanted to put that in there so that is also clear. going forward, Mr. Chairman. Those are the only two changes to the TAC process that I'm requesting approval of.
Okay, thank you. If there's no further discussion, commissioners, is there a motion to adopt the revised TAC review recommendations process for comments received on the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code?
Brown moves approval.
Brown, is there a second?
Compton, second.
Brown, Compton, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Next, we'll move on to proposed revisions to the Commission's review and approval process for comments received on the draft 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code. Jeff will now review the proposed revisions to the Commission review and approval process for comments received on the draft 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code and facilitate Commission questions, public comments, and Commission discussion and action. Jeff?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. The first, again, is to correct the date that the TACs are meeting, reflect that they're meeting from February 22nd. The document that was posted said 21st. That got changed again. So February 22nd to 24th. And the only other, Mr. Chairman, is to strike out the bullet, which I erroneously included because it was pretty much a cut and paste from the commission process. There's really a little change to it. Which is the component that allows for a point-counterpoint during the commission meeting. Our custom and tradition has not been to have point-counterpoints during commission meeting. That we allow that at TAC meetings, so there's plenty of opportunity for stakeholders to do that. But at the commission meeting, just like we did at the December meeting, we did not have a point-counterpoint opportunity. So this is proposing to correct that. Really, my editorial mistake in this and strike out that the point counterpoint opportunity for public comment. So those are the only two changes.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. If there's no further discussion, commissioners, is there a motion to adopt the revised commission's review and approval process for comments received on the draft 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code? Looking for a motion and a second.
So moved,
Ray. Ray and Brown?
Excuse me. Ray and who?
Commissioner Brown.
Ray Brown, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Next, we'll review and decision on the commission's next steps regarding the proposed change for Rule 64E 9.004. At the December meeting, the commission was informed that the Department of Health was amending their Rule 64E-9.004 requirements to provide for the sanitation and safety criteria to permit swim-up bars in public swimming pools in Florida. In order to correlate the requirements, the commission needed to incorporate these changes into Florida Building Code Rule 61G20-1.001. And as a result, the commission voted unanimously to publish a notice of rule development to initiate the rulemaking process to incorporate the Department of Health's changes to Rule 64E-9.004, the operational requirements, into the Florida Building Code Rule 61G20-1.001. In order to provide the Commission with recommended language for the swim-up bar requirements for the 7th edition 2021 Florida Building Code, the swimming pool TAC met on January 25th, 2023, and developed recommended language for the requirements. Originally, we had planned that the commission would consider the swimming pool tax recommendations today regarding DBVR staff proposed swim up bar code language for incorporation into the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code. However, the Department of Health conducted a rule hearing last week on 2/2/23 and received feedback from several stakeholders. They are currently evaluating the feedback and determining whether to make any changes to the rule language. As a result, we will not act on the TAC recommendations today pending any final action by the Department of Health. So that's where that stands right now. So with that, we can go on, move on to consider applications for product and entity approvals. Commissioner Hershberger will present a consent agenda of entities recommended for approval and the consent agenda of products recommended for approval. Rod?
Thank you, Chairman Schock. The Product Approval POC is recommending approval of the consent agenda of entities, 13 of them recommended for approval, and I move approval.
Compton, second.
Motion is made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries.
The Product Approval POC is recommending approval of the consent agenda of products. There's 106 of them recommended for approval, and I move approval.
Compton, second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. There were no products pulled from the consent agenda for individual consideration by the POC. So with that, we can move on. And next, we'll consider applications for creditor and court approvals. Commissioner Bure will now present the educational POC recommendations regarding applications for creditor and court approvals. Mike?
Good morning, and thank you, Chairman Schock. The educational POC did not receive for consideration any accreditor applications. The education POC reviewed two advanced accredited courses. The education POC is recommending conditional approval of course numbers 1115.0 and 1116.0. The courses both needed to come into compliance with the requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002, as detailed in the Administrator's Course Review Summary, before they can be approved. Therefore, I move conditional approval of both courses.
Is there a second?
Brown, second.
Gray Brown, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. With no administratively approved courses, we'll move on to accessibility waiver applications. The commission will now consider this month's request for accessibility waivers. Justin Vogel will serve as legal counsel and present the Accessibility Advisory Council's recommendations. Justin, please present the council's recommendation regarding waivers request in turn, beginning with 2268 Southwest 22nd Street.
Good morning, commissioners. This waiver number 583, is an alteration to an existing building or facility. The project is in plan review. The issue is vertical accessibility to the structure's second floor. The project construction cost is $19,340. Compliance estimate is $27,000, which represents 140% of the total cost of construction. Accordingly, the Accessibility Advisory Council voted to recommend that this waiver be granted on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you, Justin. Is the applicant here or wants to say anything? Any public comment? Okay, we'll come back to the commission for action. The action of the council was to grant on the grounds of economic hardship. Is there a motion and a second?
Yes. Schiffer will move council's recommendation.
Hershberger, second.
Motion made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Justin?
The next waiver is Lexington Hotel, waiver number 600. This project is a proposed alteration to a historical building. The project is under design and the issue is vertical accessibility to the lobby. In this case, the only work being proposed was the addition of a ramp to provide vertical accessibility to the structure's lobby. The local planning department would not approve the ramp due to negative impacts on the historic features of the structure. In a case like this, a waiver is not actually required. The entirety of the project was to provide vertical accessibility, so there's no triggering event, but the petitioner still felt that they needed a waiver, and the local building authorities have supported the request. And so the council voted to recommend that this waiver be granted to the extent that it has been made necessary.
Thank you, Justin. Is the applicant with us wish to speak? Any public comment? Back to the commission for a motion. The council recommended granting to the extent that it has been necessary.
Schiffer will move council's recommendation.
Schiffer, is there a second?
Brown seconds.
Schiffer Brown. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Justin?
The final waiver petition is for Ocean Coast Hotel, waiver number 603. This is an alteration to an existing building or facility. The project is currently under design, and the issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. The architect for the project stated that it would be technically infeasible to install an elevator in the structure since it would impede required paths of egress. After considering the documentation provided by the petitioner and the statements from the licensed design professionals for the project, the council voted to recommend that this waiver be granted on the grounds of technical feasibility.
Thank you, Justin. Is the applicant with us? Any public comment? Back to the commission for action. The recommendations of the council was to grant on grounds of technical infeasibility. Is there a motion and a second?
Schiffer will move council's recommendation.
Hershberger, second.
Schiffer, Hershberger. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Under legal reports, Justin will report on any relevant legal matters interest to the commission. Justin?
I'm happy to report that I have nothing to report at this time.
All right, thank you. Next, we'll move on to binding interpretation 243 for a briefing. Binding interpretation number 243 was petitioned by Delia Hospitality, LLC, regarding the City of Miami's building officials' interpretation pursuant to building Chapter 1, Section 105.4.1.1, 105.6, and 105.4.11.3 of the 5th edition 2014 Florida Building Code. The issue involved a petition for a binding interpretation challenging the revocation of the permit by the local jurisdiction based on their determination that the permit had expired due to lack of progress or abandonment. Mo Madani will brief the commission on the binding interpretation. Mo?
Yeah, good morning. This is Mo Madani. As stated here, the subject issue is that the applicant challenging the revocation of a building permit at the local level. And there were two questions that the panel addressed. One, whether the building official has the ability to revoke a permit due to lack of progress on the project and whether a lack of progress was intended to encompass this minimal amount of progress. The answer to question number one was yes, the building official has the ability to revoke a permit due to lack of progress. And the answer to question number two, no, the existence of some progress on the project means there is not a lack of progress. And that's really the summary of the binding interpretation 243. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. With that, we can move on to committee reports and recommendations. Committee chairs, please confine your TAC and POC reports to a brief summary of key issues and recommendations, emphasizing any issues requiring an action from the commission. Please frame any needed commission actions in the form of a motion. Acceptance of a committee report does not approve any recommendations contained within the report, and specific recommendations to the commission for action must be considered by separate motions. There is no need to read the TAC or POC minutes since the complete minutes are linked to the commission's agenda for approval today and will also be linked to the committee subsequent meeting agendas for approval by the respective committee. Jeff will facilitate any discussion or recommendations for commission action by the committees. And we'll begin with the educational POC. Commissioner Michael Barre will now present the educational POC report. Mike?
Thank you, Chairman Chuck. The educational POC met on January 31st, 2023, and provided the commission with recommendations on advanced code course approvals, all of which have been acted on by the commission earlier today. I move to accept this report.
Is there a second?
Brown second.
Brown second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Next, we'll move on to the existing building inspection work group, and Jeff will present that work group report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The existing building inspection work group met on February 2nd and started assignment two of the project. As you remember, you approved the report for assignment one. Assignment two is essentially to make recommendations on the adoption of comprehensive structural life safety standards for maintaining and inspecting all types of building and structures that are three stories or more in height. The committee met, they discussed the final report for assignment one. I heard some presentations that are relevant to this on life safety and agreed and discussed too and agreed on an approach and next steps for moving forward. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'd ask you to get a motion for accepting the report.
Okay. Is there a motion to accept the existing inspection work group report?
Council.
Brown second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Product approval POC. Commissioner Hershberger will now present the product approval POC report.
Thank you, Chairman Schott. Product approval POC met on January 31st, 2023 and provided the commission with recommendations on entity and product approvals, all of which have been acted on by the commission earlier today. I move acceptance of the facilitator summary report and the meeting minutes report.
Compton second.
Motion is made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Next, we'll hear from the swimming pool TAC. Commissioner Batts will now present the swimming pool TAC report.
The swimming pool TAC met on January 25th, 2023 to discuss proposed code language for swim-up bars, as was mentioned earlier in the meeting. Move approval of the report.
Is there a second?
Brown second.
Commissioner Brown second. seconded it. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Okay, next, commission member comments or issues. Are there any commissioners who wish to make a comment or identify any issues for discussion or clarification for the next commission meeting? Hearing none, we'll move on to public comment. The commission welcomes your comments on its actions and any other topic under the commission's purview and authority. Public comment will be limited to 3 minutes per person. If you wish to speak, please identify your name when Jeff asks, and he will stack a list of names for public comments. Jeff?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Does any member of the public wish to speak?
Jeff, Mike Silvers, FRSA.
Sure, Mike. Anybody else? All right, Mike, go ahead. I'll start your time. If you give your name and representation, you're on.
Mike Silvers with Florida Roofing and Sheet Metal Contractors Association. Just a couple of quick questions. Will staff be advising the tax that if they feel like comments were not restricted to editorial and correlation fixes to the draft?
I can respond that this is Mo Magani.
Go ahead, Mark.
I think at this point, as stated by Jeff in his process, we are clearly looking for editorial and correlation issues. Whether certain, the only thing staff at this point will point out is, as you see, also already, you know, the reports are already posted on the website. Is that whether the subject matter is a new subject or not. Now, with regard to the determination, whether it's an issue is correlation or it's a fixes, I think really I would lean on the TAC for determination at this point. However, we do encourage the TAC to consider only those things that editorial and correlation issues.
Thank you, Mo. One other question. Can the commission's previous actions be overturned during the commission meeting by less than a 75% vote?
No.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Any other public? Okay. With that, the next commission meeting, the March 14th, 2023 meeting, will focus on the commission's regular procedural and substantive issues and a rule development workshop, Rule 61G20-1.001, on the commission's draft 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code. The March meeting will be conducted on-site at the Westin Lake Mary, Orlando North, Lake Mary, Florida. Please remember to complete your meeting evaluation forms and return them electronically to Jeff Blair by noon tomorrow. Anyway, I thank you for doing that. And with that, if there's no further business in front of the commission, we can stand adjourned. Thank you, everyone, very much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Chairman.